Sexual abuse includes sexual conduct in the first through fifth degrees, prostitution of an individual, including solicitation, promotion, or inducement of prostitution, or any sexual contact between staff and a vulnerable adult. Staff should never act toward an individual in a way that could be considered sexual. An exception to sexual abuse is if a vulnerable adult who is not impaired in judgment or capacity by any mental or emotional dysfunction or undue influence engages in consensual sexual contact with a staff when a consensual sexual personal relationship existed prior to the caregiving relationship. Bob and Julie are a married couple. Bob is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Julie has become a paid staff to work with him and care for Bob. Because the sexual relationship existed prior to the caregiving relationship, the contact can continue as long as it's consensual.